You're listening to Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. On December 30th, 3 months after the fiscal year had already begun, President Bush signed the last of the 2006 budget appropriations bills. Included was money for fighting the avian flu, for rebuilding New Orleans, and for military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. How did science fare in all those late-night number-crunching sessions? Well, that depends. If you're working on defense research, you did pretty good. If you're working at NIH, maybe not so good. You got your first cutback since 1970 over there. And according to an analysis by the American Association for the Advancement of Science, 97% of the budget increase goes to just two areas: defense weapons development and human space exploration. Joining me now to talk more about it is someone that is who has been following the budget dealings very closely. Kay Koizumi is the director of the R&D Budget and Policy Program at the American Association for the Advancement of Science, the AAAS in Washington. He joins us by phone. Thanks for talking with us today.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Hi. First, tell us what agencies are we talking about? Which ones are included when we talk about research and development budgets?
Well, a lot of agencies fund R&D in the federal government, about 20 different ones. And they range from people like NASA doing space R&D to the Defense Department, Defense Research, and National Institutes of Health, which funds health research. And there are, of course, a lot of others. And as you said, in this 2006 budget that the president just signed, only two of them really have a significant increase, and those are DOD for weapons and NASA for space.
And this is sort of surprising. At least NIH used to get a lot of money in increases.
Right, because, you know, between 1990 and 2003, Congress embarked on this campaign to double the NIH budget over that five-year period. During those years, NIH was getting an increase of about 15% a year. But since then, you know, the budget has flattened out. And for 2006, as we said, NIH budget is getting cut for the first time in almost 40 years.
Does this kind of budget increase and cuts in some places and the increases in the Pentagon money and space exploration, does that surprise you given the priorities the president has set?
Well, it's not really a surprise because all along the president and the Congress have said that they would restrain domestic spending in an attempt to get the budget deficit under control. And within that larger priority, the president has long made it a priority to increase defense spending, and he announced this vision of getting humans back to the moon in the next decade and then eventually onto Mars. So it's clear that in this budget that those two areas would do very well. What's a little bit disappointing is that other areas not only didn't do well, but are in some cases the investments falling.
Mm-hmm. And I imagine the researchers are very upset about this.
Yes. Well, a lot of them are, especially in the biomedical field, because you know they have been used to getting some fairly substantial increases, at least in the last decade, and then at least a few increases in recent years. But now they'll be dealing with budget cuts.
Mm-hmm. Is there a feeling that the space program, the human space program going to Moon and then to Mars, the president's vision here, is eating into the other projects?
Well, there's definitely that feeling, especially for the scientific community that looks to NASA for its funding. Yeah. Because NASA's budget is going up, but not nearly enough to do everything that NASA has traditionally done. In order to build this next generation of human spacecraft, NASA is cutting its other investments in areas such as astronomy, biological research, environmental monitoring of the Earth, and also aeronautics.
How did the National Science Foundation do?
Well, the National Science Foundation received a small increase in its budget, which is very important since NSF is the primary funding source for university researchers in areas other than medicine. But NSF hasn't done very well in the past few years. So, you know, in real terms, NSF has less money to spend this year than it has in the last few years. So it to be a painful adjustment for many of these researchers.
Are there any major projects that are outstanding that we would know about that will have to be cut back from the budget?
Well, there's not a one big project that you could point to, because federal research is funded in thousands of grants given to researchers around the country, and they're all taking small pieces of this quest for new knowledge. So, unfortunately or fortunately, this impact is going to be felt in pieces. And the true impacts may not be clear for years or maybe even decades to come, because research is an investment into our future.
Yeah. Kei Kaizumi, I want to thank you for taking time to talk with us.
Sure.
Have a good weekend. He's director of the R&D Budget and Policy Program at the AAAS in Washington.